Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Please, please, please sit back and relax. We're going to have a conversation tonight with Ms. Karen Chow, and she and I will speak about saved by grace, the grace of God, because God's grace is sufficient, and we must be saved by His grace, and we must win souls to heaven. So tonight is going to be a spectacular night in the name of Jesus. But before we start, we're going to, of course, have our prayer followed by scripture, and then we will go into the conversation of saved by grace, because we want to make sure that all of us, and I said every last person, knows that God has His arms open and He's ready to accept us in any condition that we're in. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way, Lord, and You kept us all day long, Lord. You kept us even in the fog, Lord. You helped us to make it to our destinations, Lord. And then You went further and helped us to make it through the day, Lord. We understand that as we travel through this journey of life, that we're going to meet some people who may not know You, some people who may not understand the calling that You have on our lives. But one thing that we do know is that You are a God who never makes a mistake, and You are a God who keeps us. You are a God who helps us to continue to lift up Your name, and we say thank You, Lord. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for all of the valley moments. We thank You for the mountain experiences, Lord. We thank You for those who are in the hospital. We're asking You, would You be the great physician that You are, and would You heal them from the top of their heads, Lord, to the sole of their feet. Lord, we thank You, Heavenly Father, for Ms. Karen, as she's able to be on the ministry, Lord, as she is recovering, Lord. We ask that You bless her body, Lord. Would You bless everything that she touched, Lord? Would You heal her, Heavenly Father? Would You not only bless her, but bless those, Heavenly Father, who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are going in, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would You bless those who are spiritually ill, Lord, and who are dying inside, Heavenly Father, because they don't know You and they don't know Your grace and Your living water. They have not tasted Your living water, Lord. We ask would the ministries that they're exposed to, whatever ministries they are, be bred to hungry mouths, and would You just help their souls, Lord, and change their hearts and minds, Lord. We thank You for those who were able to escape the dangers seen and unseen. We understand that we live in perilous times, Lord, and we understand that You are God who is able to protect and keep in that right early. Lord, now we ask as the ministry go forth and we speak unto Ms. Karen, we ask that Your words be placed in her mouth and mine, Heavenly Father, so that we may help souls who are listening tonight and those who will listen in the future, Lord. And we ask, would You just bless everything in this ministry to be something that is pleasing in Your sight, Lord. And then, Lord, we ask that You continue to bless everything that we do on a daily basis, Lord, whatever it is, whatever challenges we have, Lord. We ask that You help us, Heavenly Father, because we know that nothing is too hard for You, Lord, and no mountain is too high for You to climb. We ask, would You help us to continue to soar, not soar in our name, Lord, but soar in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank You for the things You're going to do. We thank You for the things You've done. We thank You for the past, the present, and the future. And we ask, would You bless our eyes to continue to look up to the hills from which cometh our help. And we ask, Lord, would You bless any heads that are bowed down, anyone who's going through any type of sickness, death, anybody who's going through any type of confusion, Lord, we ask that you clear up the airways, Lord, so that they may know who you are and hear your voice. And then, Lord, as we depart with this prayer, Lord, we ask that we never depart from your presence. And as we begin to relinquish the word of God and what you have placed in our hearts, we ask that it be anointed and acceptable, Lord, which you crown our heads from the top to the bottom. And if anything is within us that is not right, Lord, we ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was his instrumental track. And I would like for Miss Karen, before I introduce her, I would like for her to read a scripture that has been placed on her heart.
Amen. I thank you, Dr. Elfrida, for inviting me, and I am so honored and blessed to be able to read God's word. It's just a blessing to be able to read his word. I'll be reading from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. Long ago, the Lord said to Israel, that's you and I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love have I drawn you to myself. That's from the New Living Translation Bible. And I would like to also just give you a small verse from the King James Version, which says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your kindness. May God add a blessing, a wonderful blessing, not just a blessing, but a wonderful blessing to the readers, to the hearers, and to the doers of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much for that. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you my friend. She is a mother. She's a wife. She has traveled extensively around the world to Europe, Japan, and Canada, and many other places. She is a gospel singer. She loves the Lord with all of her heart. She's a graphic artist. She draws beautiful pictures. If you would look at some of the paintings on her website, and she's going to give that to you a little bit later, if you look at some of those paintings, she's just an awesome, awesome woman of God. She is the one who introduces the Love Live Jesus ministry, that beautiful music that you hear. She put all of that together, and she's just a great friend of mine. And I want to introduce to some and present to others Miss Karen Schell. Miss Karen, and I know you're on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great and highly favored. Thank you so much for asking.
Amen. Can we say it our way? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There you go. There you go.
That's right.
All right. All right. All right. And thank you so much for joining me tonight. I want to have a conversation with you concerning individuals being saved by grace, because God's grace is a great investment in our lives. Okay?
You can't find no better investment than that. You know, when
That's
we
right.
speak about salvation and, you know, how it applies to our life, if we didn't have salvation, if Jesus hadn't went to the cross and paid the price that he paid, none of us, I mean none of us, would be here. We would all be in hell, just straight up, you know.
That's
but
right.
because of his love, and because, who do you know, let me ask you a question, who do you know that would go on the cross and let someone nail some 3.5-inch sparks, and excuse me, I meant to say spikes into your hand?
Hey, Karen, I don't know if anyone, as a matter of fact, we become uptight when someone says the wrong thing to us. So I don't think anyone could actually go to the cross and
especially
die for someone.
Our children, especially about our children. So imagine how much love it had to take for Jesus to come down for his children. That ought to tell
right.
us how much he loves us right there.
That's right. That's right. And I want to say something. When we talk about salvation, salvation, many people say, is free. But even with the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he paid a huge price, and that was his life. And so my question tonight for the listeners and individuals is, what are we willing to pay for this salvation? We know that it's free, but we must work towards the upkeep of our salvation, because God says he has given us something that is free. He says, now how are you going to show your appreciation unto him?
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that you said that, because, you know, we don't want us, all of us, each and every person, one day, I don't care who you are, you will stand before the Lord, and the only thing he's going to want to know is, what did you do for my
mm-hmm.
son, Jesus? And you got to be able to give him an answer.
Right.
What will your answer be to him?
That's right.
Lord,
mm-hmm.
did you do everything for yourself, or did you try to get out there and make a difference? Did you try to help those are hurting? Did you try to help those who are lost? Think about that. We need to really think about that question. What did you do for my son Jesus? Amen?
Amen. Amen. And, you know, you and I were speaking earlier, and one of the subjects that came up is, many times in churches and when we listen to ministries, all types of ministries, the gist of the subject is, you must come through the doors of the church in order to be saved. And I want to know your perspective biblically about individuals coming to God. Can you explain how easy it is and what God is saying in order to come to him? What do we have to do?
Okay. I understand what the church is saying, because I was brought up in a Black Baptist church, and they always use the expression, the doors of the church are now open. We have to realize
mm-hmm.
that everybody that walks through the door is not
right.
a saved person. They may not know anything about God. So when you say to that person, the doors of the church are now open, they don't know what the heck you're talking about. So what you have to do is you have to make it easy, very easy for them to come to know God. And the plan is very easy to come to know God. It's as easy as A, B, and C. All you got to do is A, you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart.
Right.
B, you believe on the cross that he died for your sins, and you have to really mean that. And C, you have to confess your sins. You have to admit that you're a sinner and that you need is help. Because if you can't admit that, then you're in trouble. All of us need help. Christians, man, you know what irks me, let me say really, really irks me, is that when we try to make people think that we got it so together, when the truth
right.
is all of us mess up every
right.
single day. And if we say we don't, that makes us a liar, you know?
Right.
But God is so merciful, and he's so loving, and he's so kind. An easy way to explain to a person how to get to heaven is very easy. You can explain it this way. It's like a baseball game, okay?
Yeah.
All you have to do is remember, when you knock a ball out of the park, it's an automatic home run, right?
That's right.
When you knock that
That's
ball
right.
out the park, it's an automatic home run. But you still used to run the bases. Am I right about it?
You're
you
correct.
Run on the first base, and you get sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctification,
hey.
That means that when you give your heart to Jesus, that you know that your place is made in heaven right at that point. Right at that point, when you really give your heart to him, and then you go on to second base and you get purified, that is when you allow the Holy Ghost to take charge. You see, because we can't do this thing in our own strength. I found that out. I fell down too many times. And you know what? Until I realized that I need the help of the Holy Ghost, I just kept falling, basically.
That's right.
And then you run on the third base and you get justified.
Hey.
Justified, that is when you know that you know that you know that you know that your soul
mm-hmm.
has been saved. And there ain't nothing that the devil can do about it. And then it's like the baseball game. There's nothing left for you to do but come on home. But the good thing about it is, we're running a spiritual baseball game. And Jesus Christ knocked that ball out of the park over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. We are saved.
Praise.
And on our way home. Amen?
That's right. Amen. And I want to reiterate what you said, because in Romans 3:23 it says, "For we have all sinned and we fall short of the glory
Woo!
Of
come
God."
On,
and I was... The Lord spoke to me about 2 days ago when I was on the ministry, and it was a basic invitation or recommendation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto the people. And the Lord said, do not concentrate on the edifice, do not concentrate on the building. He said, because that too is made by man and is temporary. He says,
Amen.
When you invite people unto him, and when you introduce him to people whom he already knows, because we're his children, he says we are to magnify him, because his presence and his spirit is filled or becomes filled into the people, and they become full of the Holy Spirit, and that way they will be more, they will come to him voluntarily instead of being by force. Because how many of you know that when you're forced to do something, you don't stick with it long? And so
That's
God says,
right. Oh,
if we push people into the church, if we push people into the church, he says they will stay temporarily. He says, because it's like you take somebody over to somebody's house they don't know, right? He says they're not just going to walk in if they, you know, if they're respectful, they're going to knock on the door first. And the
right.
Bible says that no man comes into the Father but by me. So we must have a relationship, as you said, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before we go into the house of the Lord. And the church is actually our heart. And God says once the church becomes our heart, we're able to go anywhere with comfort, and we're able to remain there. Because that's the goal, is to continue to be the church that God is looking for.
Amen. And when you don't force it upon a person, what happens is it becomes real, and then they
right.
can enjoy the freedom of his love.
That's right. That's exactly right. And speaking of the freedom of God's love, I want to talk about this song that you remade, because, you know, as you said, we have to take back what the devil has stolen from us. And you remade a song by the late Mr. Michael Jackson entitled You Are Not Alone, but you made it into a gospel song. Talk to me a little bit about that, and then we're going to take a listen.
Yeah, I decided to, you know, the one thing is, see, what people don't realize is music originally started in heaven. It was made for worship. And the devil came down here and stole it. So anything that he steals from the church and from the Lord, I love to take it and turn it around and give it back to God where it rightfully belongs. And that's why I do secular songs and I turn them into Christian.
That's good. And what is the major theme in this song that we're going to play, You Are Not Alone?
Because it is, you are not alone. Although we may sometimes feel like we're alone, especially when we're going through the trials and tribulations, but God's word does not lie. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And his word, he's not a man. He can't tell a lie. It's the truth.
That's right.
We'll never be alone as long as we trust in his word.
That's right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play You're Not Alone. This was originally made by the late Mr. Michael Jackson, but Ms. Karen Shaw turned it into a gospel song, and so I want you to take a listen.
Even as Christians, sometimes we can feel alone. I know, because sometimes I feel like that myself. And when I feel like that, I just have a talk with my Jesus. Another day has gone, and I feel all alone. How could this be, when I know you're here with me? I know you said goodbye, it makes me wanna cry. Why did you have to go? Lord, I feel so all alone. Every day I sit and ask myself, did my life slip away? Then someone whispers in my ear and says, you are not alone, I'm here with you. Though it seems we're far apart, I'm always in your heart. You are not alone. Don't look at the dark, you're one from the start. So we'll never be apart. You are not alone, my child. I just wanted to take a moment out to tell you how much I love you, how much I adore you, and whether you realize it or not, you are my everything. My Father has a word just for you. He says, just the other night, I know I heard you cry, asking me to come. Hold you in my heart. I can hear your prayers. Your burdens are heavy. Beneath your hand, this forever will be. Every day I sit and ask myself, how do I live in sin? Then I hear you softly whisper in my ear, you are not alone. I am here with you. And I know that it seems like sometimes I'm not there, but I will never leave you. You're my child and I love you so much. I will never forsake you. You have my word, and on that you can depend. Whisper
of You Are Not Alone by Miss Karen Shao. And it is so comforting to hear that we are not alone, because we're not. God says, I am with you. He's always with us. And we want to go ahead and move higher into this particular conversation with Miss Karen, because we've been talking about how do we come unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to share with you what the Lord gave me, as I said before, a couple of days ago. And the Lord says that when you come unto him, you don't have to be in an edifice. You don't have to be in a building. Right where you are today, you can accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the comfort of your home, and he will begin to build you up and work on you, because once you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he has to tear us down, which means he says, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. But he also goes on to suggest that in Revelations 3 and 20, God says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the best experience that you can have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to have to open up your heart, as we have said tonight. You're going to have to open up your heart to the Lord and he will come in. You don't have to do anything spectacular. It doesn't matter what part of your life you're in. If you're in a depressive part, if you're in a sickness, if you're in a chaotic environment, whatever you're doing at this particular point, God says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If you answer the door, he will come in. But God is not going to force his way in. You're going to have to come unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you're going to have to accept him with open arms. And that's what the Lord is saying. And Karen said that earlier. She says it's easy to come unto the Lord. There's nothing hard about it. And what I want to go ahead and ask you again, Ms. Karen, let's think about this statement, the doors of the church is open. The doors of the church is open. And Ms. Karen, I know that you have this on your heart. When that phrase is stated, and when that phrase was stated to you several years ago, how did you feel, and what was your process? I would like for you to share your testimony at this time, if you don't mind.
Well, like I said, you know, I was a baby in Christ, so I didn't understand what those words meant until later on in life. But then after going through trials and tribulations and being on drugs and just doing my partying with the world, when I found out that the real party was with Jesus, you know, now I understand that it says, you know, that open the doors of my heart. He's talking about open the doors to your heart, not just
right.
the church door. You see,
right.
you know, because you can accept, like you were saying, sister, you can accept Jesus Christ anywhere. I've seen homeless people, you know, accept Jesus. Matter of fact, my husband, he got saved, see, out on the corner. He was a homeless man. Uh-huh. See? And then, you know what? I ended up marrying that homeless man. And my family thought I was going crazy. And he was saved. He gave his life to Jesus. He was working. You know, he just couldn't make ends meet. So, you know, when I took him home to my family said, "Oh, Lord, that Karen, she going crazy. She's talking about marrying a homeless man." And you know what? But let me tell you something. He turned out to be the best thing outside of Jesus Christ that has ever happened to me. We've been married for 27 years. And 27
wow.
years with the love of the Lord between us is a beautiful thing. So you know what? That's why the Bible says, man looketh on the outer appearance, but God
right.
seeth the heart. And I'm so thankful that God didn't let me look at his natural state, but he let me see him shining through my husband. And you know what? The joke was on them, because let me tell you something. I haven't had to work in 25 years, and I give Jesus all the praise for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God is
wow.
good.
God is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about your music, because I have one of your songs, and it's one of my favorite songs, and it's entitled I Can Only Imagine. Can you tell listeners a little bit about that song?
Well, I'm not the actual writer of that song. I wish I did write that song, because that is a beautiful song. But I do thank God that he transformed it into what he wanted it to be. The stories that I tell in the song are true stories. When I was a little girl and I used to sit on my grandmother's step, hey, I used to sit there and I used to watch her, and she'd be singing in the kitchen and cooking and singing about she was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus and shouting all over the kitchen. And I didn't know. I thought she was crazy. I was a little girl. I didn't know no better, you know. And so I just looked at her. But you know what? If I could just go back one time and tell her, "Gim, I know the man that you were talking about. I know him. I know him, and I thank you that you put that love of him in my heart as a child, and it has never left me. And I thank you so much." And I know that there are a lot of others out there whose grandparents, man, don't look down on old people, because they got a lot of wisdom. They can tell you things about the Bible and teach you lessons in life that will lead you and help you and guide you on your way to heaven, if you just take a moment and just listen to them.
That's right. And let's go ahead and take a listen to this song, I Can Only Imagine.
Ooh. The day is coming when I shall see my Jesus face to face. The day I've waited for all my life. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by his side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah. Can you only imagine?
I love you, Jesus.
To be surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Oh, and all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can only imagine. Yeah.
I praise you, Jesus, for all that you've done. You know, the Bible tells me that in heaven, the streets are paved with gold, that the walls are made of jasper. That's sort of like a diamond. I have no doubt that all those things will be beautiful, but that's not what I'm longing for. The first face that I want to see is the one who died for me, the one who made it all possible for me to even get there. It's all about you, Jesus. You see, when I was a little girl, I used to sit on the steps at my grandmother's house. We called her Gamma. And she would be cooking that hot water cornbread and those greens. Ooh, man, I can still smell those greens cooking. She would be singing this song about she was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. And she would just be praying for all of us. And I'd just sit there and giggle. I didn't understand. I didn't know what all that was about. And then my cousins and I, we would all get ready and go to church. Man, we'd be there all day long. My grandfather was the pastor. Man, could he preach. I used to watch my elders. Oh, they would be dancing and singing and talking in this funny language. And I would just be sitting there amazed. I didn't understand all that back then. I just knew that they were having a really good time. Man, hats would be flying. And the next thing I know, they'd pull out these fans and they'd be fanning each other.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
I was just a child. I couldn't understand what was going on. But oh, I know now. I thank you, Jesus, that you brought me into the knowledge of your saving grace so that I could tell others about you. You see, I don't have any fear of dying because I know that my Redeemer lives. And for those of you out there who do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't know what you're missing. I want you to come to know Him as I've come to know Him. I want you to know about His grace and His wonderful love, but most of all about His mercy. How loving and kind and forgiving He really is.
I adore you.
If you don't know Him, it's time that you come to know Him before it's too late. You don't know when you're going to leave off of this earth.
Don't
take any chances. It's time for you to come to Jesus. He's calling out your name. He loves you. He wants you to go to heaven. Can you only imagine?
Wow. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Now, Miss Karen, after all of the particular today encompassing Saved by Grace, what would you like to leave the listeners with on tonight?
I would like to leave the listeners with the fact that you can be yourself with God, faults and all. He doesn't mind. That's why he came, to die for our sins. And when he says, he didn't say die for our sin, he said die for our sins. That means even after you get saved, you will still fall down, mess up, and all that. But the good thing about it, Jesus is right there to pick you back up. That's how wonderful he is. He loves you so very much. You don't have to change for nobody. You can be yourself. He doesn't care. He died for everybody. He died for the liar. He died for the murderer. He died for the homosexual. He died for the Muslim. He died for the Jehovah Witness. He died for everyone. And he loves each one of his children. And it hurts him when he loses one of his children. So please, don't hurt him. Give him your heart. And don't let the devil trick you into thinking that you might have another day, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Give him your heart today. You can die in the next second. You can die before we finish this broadcast. Give him your heart now. He loves you so much. That's what I wanted to say.
Thank you so much, Ms. Karen. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to at least speaking with you once every 2 weeks when you're not on the road, and I thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I am so honored. And everybody out there, y'all spread the word about Ms. Elfrida's her Blog Talk Radio, because that is one way that God can use you to help spread the gospel. So everybody out there, tell somebody. Put it on your Facebook page. Put it on your Twitter page. Put it on whatever social network that you may involve with. You never know what will touch a person's heart and save them. Amen?
That's right. Amen. And Ms. Karen, I want you to please give everyone your websites and the different social media sites you're on.
You can find me. All you have to do is just Google Karen Shaw. That's Showell. And it will bring up every one of my sites.
Great. And once again, thank you. May God bless you and your family and your ministries. And I look forward to speaking with you again.
I look forward to speaking to you. You know you my girl.
That's right, that's right, that's right. Thank you so much. Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Karen Shell, and she shared with us her gospel perspective on Saved by Grace. And wow, was I blessed by that. She gave us the ABCs of being saved. I want you to listen to it again, because the Lord is saying it's easy to come unto him, but we make it so hard. And you know how else we make it so hard? We make it so hard with our attitudes, and we're going to talk about that. With our attitudes, with our character, we make it hard because we don't even try sometimes. We don't try to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we must come unto God in a respectful manner. The same way you would want someone to approach you, we must approach God in that particular manner. And right now, I'm going to play a song entitled You Can Make It by Reverend Betty Griffin Keller, because I just believe and I know that many people are frustrated. Many people want to give up. They want to quit. And God is saying tonight that you can make it. But as we said before, we are saved by God's grace. And so anything you're going through, we have to take it to God, and we have to submit ourselves unto God. So I'm going to play this song. And as I said before, you don't have to be in a church to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can be right at your house and you can say, Lord, for you I will live and for you I will die. And we must serve the Lord as long as we're here, because the Lord will bless us real good. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is You Can Make It by Sister Betty Griffin Keller. And a commercial may come on.
Oh!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Reverend Keller, and she was singing You Can Make It, and you definitely can make it. I have a few announcements to make. Please be sure to continue to uplift and encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, any positive community leader, please, 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 Facebook at Freda Love, that's ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I would like to thank God, my family, and my friends for joining me at this particular moment, at this particular time. I appreciate you so much. Please continue to listen, as we are going to also have another radio station. So please be sure to follow up with me on Facebook and also listen to the announcements. Please pray for, I think we're on 346 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And please pray for your friends, those who you know and those who you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So be sure to pray for everyone. Make sure that you mark your calendar for June. The first Saturday in June is we're going to have our Save Our Youth talent show as well as conference. And the whole goal is to save our youth. We're going to talk about different ways in which we can save our youth, because there's a 40% rate with African-American boys who are dying in the streets, and there's a 40% rate of suicides for our other males as well who are committing suicide. So we want to make sure that we address those issues. And also with our young ladies, we have some issues that we need to address as well. So stay tuned for more information with that. In addition to that, just continue to pray for each other. Continue to uplift each other. Make sure that you check out Ms. Karen Shell. She has some great artwork. As she said, all you have to do is Google her name. And once you Google her name, you will find all of her information. That's KARENSHOWELL. That's all you have to do is just Google her name. She does artwork. She's also a gospel artist. She speaks. And so she's a very, very talented young lady. So be sure to connect with her, and as well as check out her work and her music. She's on many different social media websites. Okay. In addition to that, just continue to hold your head up. Continue to trust in God with all of your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall what? Direct your paths. Because we serve a God who's just that good. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Dr. Love reporting from Bellmead, Texas. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.